Now we're going to meet an immigrant from Somalia who's been tapped to play a big role in this country. Koshin Muhammad works as a shopkeeper in Seattle, and he's been asked to represent the Somali transitional government in America. From KUOW, Amy Radel has this profile.
Koshin Muhammad came to the U.S. as a teenage refugee. Now he's the 28-year-old owner of a small Seattle grocery store with foreign money transfers. But Muhammad has a double life. He's both grocer and diplomat. He's trying to help Somalia's fragile transitional government, which only recently gained control of its own capital, Mogadishu. Somalia hasn't had an established government since 1991. In Muhammad's shop, his wife Hamdi runs the cash register and makes espresso behind the counter. Muhammad is elegantly dressed in a blazer and slacks. He's about to travel to D.C. to arrange a U.S. visit for his boss, the president of Somalia's transitional government.
We think that the United States Congress need to know about what's happening in Somalia from the leader of the Somali people.
Muhammad may seem like a little fish on the world stage. He's young, he's a college dropout, he lives in the wrong Washington, but he's gotten the support of some influential people. Former U.S. Senator Slade Gorton says he knew little about Somalia when Muhammad first met with him several years ago. They struck up a friendship. Now, Gorton's law firm is lobbying in D.C. to help the Somali transitional government, introducing Muhammad to people at the State Department and CIA.
My law firm did decide to take on his occasional representation, really pretty much pro bono.
Gorton's influence also opened doors at a conservative Seattle think tank called the Discovery Institute, which lets Muhammad use its D.C. offices. The group is better known for pushing intelligent design in the debates over Darwinism. But the Institute embraced Muhammad and his government, calling them allies against terrorism. They even held a press event earlier this year in Seattle introducing Muhammad as Somalia's new ambassador. But David Shin, a former State Department coordinator on Somalia, says he's never heard of Muhammad. He says since the last government fell in 1991, it's been hard to know who speaks for Somalia.
There was no single voice coming from the Somali community at that time, and there isn't today.
There isn't even an embassy. The U.S. State Department sold Somalia's U.S. embassy in the 1990s after the country fell behind on its rent. State Department officials say they have to be sure of the new government before they'll turn over the proceeds. Back from his trip to D.C., Muhammad now seems bitter about the lack of U.S. help for his government.
We have our funds seized, for God's sakes. The United States are holding our own money.
And his work is taking a personal toll. On this morning, the dapper diplomat is gone. He looks like he just woke up. There are no customers in his store and not much food on the shelves. Muhammad says some local Somalis boycott his store because they don't like his politics.
It hurts my business, yes. It devastates my economy, yes. But it's a sacrifice. I see that's a sacrifice.
Muhammad says he'll sell the shop to continue his diplomatic career. He hopes to move to D.C. soon to keep knocking on doors or back to Somalia to help get the new government off the ground. For NPR News, I'm Amy Radel in Seattle.